time for the Doyen of Decisions, Luke the General Patton.
Oh, the General, after a big weekend. This time last week, we were discussing bowls, we were discussing keys. It was all happening for the General, wasn't it? How are you, mate?
Good day, Sugar. Fletcher, how you going?
G'day, Luke. What's happened? What's happened on the weekend? Anything interesting?
You know what? I was only saying the other day, like, when you get older and you have a house, you feel like you just got to do stuff around your house all weekend, and before you know it, it's the weekend's gone, and you haven't really done anything. I don't know. Do you, Blake, so you're into your lawn? When you get older, God, it's like this thing, isn't it? Like, isn't it? It's like this big challenge, and you feel a bit of pressure, because if your mate's got a good lawn, you're kind of like, well, I should be doing better. And my missus had the audacity the other day to say that she thought our lawn was pretty ordinary.
Oh, I tell you what, have you put any fertiliser on it, General?
Well, I kind of have. I put some weed and feed stuff on it, but I just feel like the weeds have just pushed through it. They're fine.
I tell you what, but you can't weed and feed close to the rain, because it just washes it all out. Maybe you did that.
Oh, well, yeah, I tried to time it, but I don't know. I'm a bit frustrated at the moment with my lawn, but anyway.
Have you got a lot of leaves around? Like, is there trees that just drop their leaves and stuff?
Yeah, not so much on my lawn, Fletch. That's more the pool. That's another thing that takes up a bit of time. Which I never had a pool before. I didn't realise how much time goes into that. So, yeah, that's my weekend, the lawn and the pool.
Oh, important thing at this time of year, and you can buy them from Bunnings, the pumps that pump the water out, because a lot of people's pools are way too full.
Yeah, because of the rain.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that's not good.
That is not good. But soon, backwash.
Yeah.
And just throw, you can never have too much chlorine.
That's right.
Say.
I agree with that. As soon as you see a bit of greenery, because a lot of people are seeing it now, chlorine, boom.
And if it stings your eyes, just wear goggles, kids.
Yeah, I agree with that. General, as we look ahead to 2022, right, it's going to be a fierce race between a couple of your clubs, the Dragons and the Bulldogs. Who do you see to have a better 2022 at this particular juncture?
It's a great question, because I guess a lot of people looking at it at face value see the Bulldogs signing so many players that they're just going to have a great season. And I guess the Dragons, they've signed some people, but it's been a lot of forwards. So they're a bit of the unknown. A lot of young kids there as well. So they're a bit of the unknown. I don't know. I still think there's a lot of pressure on the Dogs to bring that team together. And I still have a few question marks on key positions for that squad. I'm not fully convinced on either of those two teams how they're sort of going to go. You know, it's a tricky one.
Are we still talking about that? Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
I want you to make a decision here.
Ooh.
This is a decision, big decision. You've seen all over the news, Brandon Smith. He did a podcast for a brand that he's actually employed by. So he's a paid athlete.
He's getting paid in crypto.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, good on you.
Yeah, by said brand.
We'll get to that in a second with General. So if you're Melbourne Storm and you're bellyache, and are you fully across what he said, Brandon Smith?
Yes. Yeah, I am.
He goes back to Melbourne next week. The decision made by Melbourne and Melbourne coaching staff and the board of directors and all that jazz, what do you think they will do? Because it's obvious to me that he wants to play for the Chooks 2022.
Yeah.
He wants to get an early release.
His comments are, like, I know, you know, there's been a bit of talk how disrespectful his comments are, that he wants to win a premiership in the Roosters jersey. Like, that's going to make it. Imagine that convo when you're getting back down talking to Craig Bellamy. Like, that's going to be you would have the sweats, wouldn't you? Your hands would be, it'd be disgusting having that convo. But it seems, you know, more and more that's the way it goes these days, you know. So I guess from the Storm point of view, at least they've got a great player already in the hookers with Harry Grant. That probably softens the blow. But I know, you know, the Cheese plays a bit of lock as well. And, you know, they've lost Finucane there as well. So that would have a fair impact on their squad. So, I'm not sure. It's a difficult decision for the Storm. I think if there's any club that could probably make it work, if it was, you know, if he did stay and play for the season, it would be them. But it's looking more and more likely that he'll be in the, the tricolours next year, doesn't it?
Yeah, but a couple of things that think the other way for me is that Tui Kamakamitha's got a few charges against him at the moment, which is up in the air. So, alleged against Tui Kamakamitha. Nelson Asofa Solomona remains unvaccinated, is my understanding. So he's currently unavailable. You mentioned Finucane. And the other big thing in this is that whatever the Melbourne Storm are paying him is below market value. So to let a player go when on the market, what would he be getting at the Roosters, you reckon?
Do you want to know?
Yeah, well, roughly, yeah. Yeah, write it down. And I reckon he'd be on nearly half that at the Melbourne Storm, put it that way.
Mm.
Oh! Oh, dear. Okay.
That's what I've been told from a very reliable source.
Wow.
Very, very low. But the thing is,
yeah.
my point to you, this is my question to you, General. If he comes back down to Melbourne and he's got the sweaty palms, mum's spaghetti.
Yeah, and on the surface, he's calm and ready.
He comes out and he says, oh, Craig, I'd like to leave this year.
Mm.
Would you grant me a release? What are you doing? Are you letting him go? You know he's going 2020.
No, but they've already come out. Who did they say that about? Like, was it Munster or someone? They already came out and said no one's leaving.
Okay.
But they did that about a month ago.
So why would Brandon Smith, knowing what goes on with bellyache, do you think he was a little bit comfortable in that podcast or it was
possibly
tactical?
Yeah, possibly. He could have been.
No,
in this,
well, he does speak. He speaks what he thinks, doesn't he?
Yes.
He's one of those guys that just. And that's what I think everyone really enjoys. It's a freshness that he just says what he thinks. But, you know, and he's obviously excited too. The Roosters meeting went really well. And, you know, we all know Trent Robinson's a guy who is not just about footy, it's life away from that as well. So he obviously, you know, hit a nerve there with him and he really enjoyed that. And, yeah, I personally don't think they would let him go, Fletch. I don't think I would let him go. You know, I think Joel raised some good points. They got some players under some clouds there. And you know what? They've got him signed there to play next year. So I'd be, unless something else came up and those players were able to play, I wouldn't be letting it happen.
Similar scenario, General, to Reid Marnie, where they've got him at a great price, Parramatta. You just can't justify letting him go to Canterbury, an opposition team, can you?
That's right. That's right. They don't have to do that. So it was the same. Well, look at Burton from last year, you know. He ends up having a fantastic year, wins a premiership, gets all that experience, and he actually goes to the Bulldogs now a better player.
Yep.
So it was the right decision last year from the Panthers to do that.
Now, General, getting back to cryptocurrency, I've perused your Instagram, Watchtower. What is Watchtower? Yeah. This is the post you said. If you're dabbling in crypto, hashtag crypto, check out our friend's website, Crypto Watchtower. What the website does is explain in the pics, but basically it stops you from getting scammed. It's a very exciting project, as you can also invest. Ooh, influencer. Talk to us.
Yeah, so when you start off trying to get your head around crypto, like how do you know what's a good crypto or not, right? Like you have to Google it. And you're looking at all different websites. You have no real idea. The idea behind this website that my friend does is you basically go to his website, the Watchtower. You Google whatever crypto that you're looking at doing. And what it does, it grabs all the info from everywhere and puts it all together. And then it spits out like a report card basically saying, listen, this is a good one. Or, you know, like, or there's red flags. For example, you know, the Squid Game one I think we spoke about the other week, that's called a honeypot scam where they get the money in, but you can't get your money back out. And then they just took all the money that was there. So this Watchtower website, it'll just let you know straight away if it's a scam or anything. And I think that's one of the biggest issues most people have with crypto is they just don't know, right? Like, I'm sure there's heaps of people out there that have lost money trying to do it.
Yeah, well said, well said. General?
And I just think it's a good idea. So, I put up a bit of my hard-earned into it. I believe in it. I'm not giving advice to anyone. You definitely don't have to invest in it, but check it out. And, you know, I'm sure there are a lot of your listeners that are dabbling in crypto, so it's worth having a look at.
Tell you what, my wife's grandfather, late grandfather, he'd say, take my advice, son. Please yourself. And that's what they need to do, don't they, General? You've given them the information, but at the end of the day, they make their own calls. Mate, we appreciate your time again.
Thanks for having me again, boys. Have a good arvo.
Good on you. There he is, Lukey Patton, the General. And when he speaks, you better listen.